Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sinise for the morning mess. Oh, well, actually, it's all of us here. I'm so sorry. Joey's out. It's B96, the morning mess. Hi, it's Sinise.
Hey, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
I'm just getting used to running all the things up here up top. But we're coming to you because I actually wanted to make a little confession.
Okay.
We're calling this drunk text confessions.
Oh. Early in the morning.
Early in the morning on a Wednesday. 877-591-9696. So my drunk text confession is over the weekend. I was in Vegas.
Yes.
And in Vegas, you do the Vegas things, right?
Right.
Get really drunk. And I was at the Magic Mike show. And while I was there, I started to text my coworker, my pal Carla.
Yes, I did receive plenty of drunk texts from Anish. Oh, but God. You know what? Because this is your drunk confession, I'm going to let you tell the city what you sent me about my man.
Okay, so I was texting her about the Magic Mike show and how great it is. And I was like, oh my gosh, allegedly your boyfriend should get a job here and dance at the Magic Mike
Niche
show.
He said that my boyfriend would make a lot of money, which, like, a compliment.
Right.
Because at least you think that he's both sexy and talented.
Yeah.
Now, why you would let me know. Interesting.
Wait. Well, obviously you need permission.
Gina, could you imagine if I texted you and said, your husband Bryce,
he really ought to take it all off on stage, girl.
So anyways, please make me feel better because I'm not the only one that sent like a crazy drunk text.
Oh.
So call us up,
877-591-9696.
We've got Jessica from Hammond, Indiana on the line. Jessica, what's your drunk text confession?
Actually, my ex does it all the time when he drinks.
And this is something that still happens, right?
Yeah, from like 6 years ago.
Oh my God, he needs to get a life.
Wait. I'm just going to be so honest. I'm going to keep on confessing. Sometimes it gives me a nice little like confidence boost when my ex texts me like that. Is that how you feel when you get those texts?
Kind of. But then again, it's kind of annoying because I don't drink anymore. So it's just like,
it's icky now.
Yeah, he tells me how he's so proud of me, like, because I had a daughter, and she's the reason why I don't drink anymore.
Oh.
So he's like, he's happy of the woman I became, and he always wishes he took a second chance at it. And
ooh, I've got to ask, do you think you would ever take him back?
No.
No.
Okay. That ship has sailed.
Yeah, it sailed a long time ago.
Wow. Well, listen, I'm glad that you're the bigger and the better person here. I am also clearly such an amazing woman that people just want to get some more from you even when you moved on.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, we appreciate you for being a star. Thank you so much for chiming in, Queen.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye.
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 B96, the morning mess. Joey's currently out on vacation, but hi, it's Anish.
Hello, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
We're talking about drunk text confessions. Wanted to know what yours are.
877-591-9696.
To put it simply, I was drunk this weekend in Vegas, and I told Carla her boyfriend's hot.
You also told him that he should be part of the Magic Mike stripper show.
Uh-huh.
Which, yeah. What a compliment to my man. What a weird text for me to get on a Friday night.
Did you show your boyfriend these messages?
No, he was out of town too. And okay. At first I was like, are they together?
Oh my God.
No, I'm joking.
So anyways, we want to know what your drunk text confessions are. We asked you to call in. We have Michelle from Crestal on the line. Michelle, give us your drunk text confession, please.
I think when you're drunk, it brings out the freakiness out of everyone.
So. And on top of that, there were a whole bunch of freaks on stage. So I was like, yes, let's make some money. But I wanted to know if you have a drunk text confession, if you've ever sent out a drunk text or if you've gotten like a crazy one sent to you.
definitely like probably a freaky message to an ex, but we're not gonna go into detail because it was probably too freaky.
Oh!
I remember just always hitting him up, but only when I was like super drunk, and then the next day being like, why do I even have his number saved? So
okay, you know what, Michelle? I'll have you know, my ex, like my most recent ex, he hits me up whenever he gets drunk still too. And I'm like, why do you still have my number, sir? Delete that from your phone.
It's because he's not over you yet. So once you stop getting those messages, he's probably got a new thing, you know? So yeah. just give it a few months.
Ew, but we're over him. So, like, I know that you said that you don't want to share, like, the specifics of your drunk text, but can you give us, like, maybe two words?
Like, probably just sending your address and then, like, a little selfie, you know? Like,
you don't do words. You let the picture do the talking.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Did he text you back?
He always showed up.
So. Okay. Is there a particular type of alcohol or anything you drink that might make you a little friskier than normal?
Let's just say I don't ever touch tequila anymore.
All right. Yep.
My favorite. Oh, maybe that's the problem.
Is that what you were drinking when you texted me?
Yeah, that was one of it. Okay. So learn some life lessons here. All right. Don't drunk text your ex. No more drinking tequila. I love this. We're learning things today.
Yeah, stay away.
Okay, well, I'm staying awake. Thank you so much for the call, queen.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. It's the morning mess. Joey Boy is currently out. He's actually celebrating his son graduating from high school.
Yeah.
We love that. But hi, it's Anish.
Hey, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
So we're talking about drunk text confessions. I drunk texted Carla this weekend, told her that her boyfriend's hot and should be a stripper.
Now, I mean, at least it's a nice thing to say because he can dance and he is good looking.
Yeah.
But was I expecting that text? Absolutely not. I was not.
Yeah. So we're looking for your drunk text confessions.
877-591-9696.
So we've got Georgette from Chicago on the line. Georgette, have you sent out a drunk text or was it one that you received?
I do have one that I received from a drunk person.
What happened?
I have a friend. Well, he was more than a friend.
A situationship?
Yeah, it was a situationship. And he was getting married, and I didn't know he was getting married.
Oh, no.
So he had this whole other life outside of us. And when I found out about it, I was like, okay, well, you know, you have to choose. And he told me he couldn't. So I said, okay, well, I'm going to choose for you, and I'm going to walk away. And it was the night before his wedding. He had a bachelor party. He texted me and asked me to come and get him.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, oh my God, are you crazy? Oh. And he sent me like so many text messages asking me to come and get him. Come and get him, come and get him. And I finally called a mutual friend of ours and I was like, can you please take this man's phone away from him?
Uh-huh.
It's sending me all of these messages.
Oh,
and
no.
The friend didn't believe me. They were like, oh, no, he's happy now. So I had to screenshot them.
Oh, you have to get evidence.
So then at this point, Georgette, since y'all have mutual friends, obviously this happened in the past, is everybody still friends with each other?
Not really, no, because he didn't change.
Mm. Oh, but did he get married?
He did get married. He did get married, and he didn't change. So, yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? That is one drunk confession for sure.
Yes.
I'm going to make sure if I ever get married, my man is not having a bachelor party the night before our wedding.
Yeah, it was bad. And they told me, like, the next day, he looked crazy, drunk, and I saw his wedding photos, and oh, my God, he looked so bad.
Georgette. Girl, there is a movie, a novel series, something that needs to happen from here. But thank you so much for confessing to us.
I got so many stories. Look, I try to call y'all all the time. Me and my granddaughter on the way to school. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm so glad that we got through. Thank you
too.
So much. We love you, Georgette. Have a good rest of your day today.
I love you guys, too. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.